Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. So here's what the guy writes from the USA Today. I actually read this about the film that apparently Christopher Nolan got historically correct. Here you go. The trio of timelines, you see, can be jarring as you figure out how they all fit. And the fact that there are only a couple of women and no lead actors of color may rub some the wrong way. Close quote, you think. Now I'm reading this and I'm going like, so what? Are we supposed to take every epoch in history and take the people that were in it and replace them with people that demographically look like us? Doesn't that make then the presentation not historically correct? I thought we were all about the truth these days. People are jumping up and down and screaming and hollering about liars and about revisionist history. Here you have a movie review critic for the USA Today Squared that is demanding revisionism, lamenting the fact that Christopher Nolan resisted revisionism. I mean, for heaven's sake! What's next? Oh, I have it. Hey, why don't we remake... Why doesn't Hollywood remake the film, the 1960s film, many of you grew up with this, you've seen it, The Greatest Story Ever Told? Now, somebody's going like, oh, miniature, wait. That's a remake of a remake. Yes, I know. You see, The Greatest Story Ever Told was a silent film. It was made back in the 1920s, the first rendition of it. It was remade again in the 40s and the 50s. I cannot recall. Then it was remade again in color in the 60s. It's the story of the Nativity. Greatest story ever told. I suppose so that we can make the greatest story ever told more friendly to our times, perhaps someone should remake it and cast our Lord. Now, please don't take this as blasphemy. This is editorial sarcasm. Probably poorly executed. I will proceed nonetheless. Why doesn't somebody remake The Greatest Story Ever Told and tell it from a real disadvantaged point of view? Make our Lord a transgendered or gender dysphoria suffering female. You see, Mary actually gave birth to a girl, but the girl was convinced she was a he, and thus pursued her entire earthly ministry in the guise of a boy. Talk about a greatest story ever told. Might be some problems when the scourging at the pillar and the baptism happens, but hey, it's Hollywood. We can fix those things. There are ways around it. Such is the world in which we live, where our children grow up in a world where they are told there is no truth. If there is a truth, you can't know it. And even if there is a truth and you do know it, you can't repeat it. And if you do, you'll repeat it under penalty of being drummed out of polite and prosperous society, you see.